Part 2. In this part, you will hear a radio program in which a psychologist explains how introducing a little gratitude into your lives reduces stress and makes you powerful. The expert will mention 5 problems and 5 ways of solving them. There are 2 blocks of 5 matching questions. You will have to match all 10 questions while you are listening to this recording. Read the questions carefully before you listen. For questions 11 to 15, choose from the first list marked A to H the problem which is being described. For questions 16 to 20, choose from the second list marked A to H the practical way of solving this problem. Be careful. There are 3 extra possibilities which you do not need to use. There is always only 1 correct answer. Mark your answers on the answer sheet labelled with a cross. Now you have 2 minutes to read the tasks. Now listen to part 2.
Switching your mindset and introducing a little gratitude into your lives reduces stress, improves spirits, and makes you powerful because it's the glue that keeps communication together. You will hear an expert who will mention 5 problems connected with such behavior and 5 practical ways of solving them.
Number 1. People aren't mind readers, so you need to spell it out to them that they matter. Studies show that appreciation strengthens bonds. One of the psychological studies concludes that couples who express gratitude are more than 3 times less likely to split up. So how to do it? A simple thank you for picking you up from the station or taking the rubbish out will do the trick. Some experts even go as far as to say sorting the bins is the most romantic gesture of all. Number 2. It's amazing how much weight thank you carries in the workplace. A lack of appreciation makes any employee feel frustrated and, in the long term, will be the biggest factor in making them want to leave. How to do it? Just 2 little words can result in increased motivation and commitment. If anyone has completed a task for you, drop them a quick thank you email, phone call, or text. It will make them twice as likely to volunteer again. Number 3. There's no getting around the fact that our minds are wired to catch hold of negativity. Positive experiences slide through our brains like water, while the negative experiences stick in our minds much longer. How to do it? Make an effort to find a more optimistic outlook. For every critical comment you make about a person, situation, or pet, find 5 positive statements to counteract it. Number 4. Look back with appreciation at happy times. Think of your achievements or adventures and the circumstances that led to them happening. Think of your lost loved ones with pleasure, as well as sadness and nostalgia. And don't be afraid to close your eyes and beam your loving thoughts into the ether. So how to do it? Make a pinboard of photos of memorable moments to make you smile. Recent research says smiling stimulates our brain's mechanisms more than 2,000 bars of chocolate or receiving an unexpected windfall. Number 5. Take yourself for a stroll around the park, woods, or seaside. Leave headphones and mobiles behind. Look upwards at the sky and clouds and appreciate the feel of sunshine or raindrops on your skin. Just be in the moment. To give you one practical example, stop for a sandwich and, in your mind, thank everyone who played their part in making it, from the farmers to the bakers and cooks. It will taste twice as good. You can apply this approach to other common things in our lives. Now listen again.
Switching your mindset and introducing a little gratitude into your lives reduces stress, improves spirits, and makes you powerful because it's the glue that keeps communication together. You will hear an expert who will mention 5 problems connected with such behavior and 5 practical ways of solving them.
Number 1. People aren't mind readers, so you need to spell it out to them that they matter. Studies show that appreciation strengthens bonds. One of the psychological studies concludes that couples who express gratitude are more than 3 times less likely to split up. So how to do it? A simple thank you for picking you up from the station or taking the rubbish out will do the trick. Some experts even go as far as to say sorting the bins is the most romantic gesture of all. Number 2. It's amazing how much weight thank you carries in the workplace. A lack of appreciation makes any employee feel frustrated and, in the long term, will be the biggest factor in making them want to leave. How to do it? Just 2 little words can result in increased motivation and commitment. If anyone has completed a task for you, drop them a quick thank you email, phone call, or text. It will make them twice as likely to volunteer again. Number 3. There's no getting around the fact that our minds are wired to catch hold of negativity. Positive experiences slide through our brains like water, while the negative experiences stick in our minds much longer. How to do it? Make an effort to find a more optimistic outlook. For every critical comment you make about a person, situation, or pet, find 5 positive statements to counteract it. Number 4. Look back with appreciation at happy times. Think of your achievements or adventures and the circumstances that led to them happening. Think of your lost loved ones with pleasure, as well as sadness and nostalgia. And don't be afraid to close your eyes and beam your loving thoughts into the ether. So how to do it? Make a pinboard of photos of memorable moments to make you smile. Recent research says smiling stimulates our brain's mechanisms more than 2,000 bars of chocolate or receiving an unexpected windfall. Number 5. Take yourself for a stroll around the park, woods, or seaside. Leave headphones and mobiles behind. Look upwards at the sky and clouds and appreciate the feel of sunshine or raindrops on your skin. Just be in the moment. To give you one practical example, stop for a sandwich and, in your mind, thank everyone who played their part in making it, from the farmers to the bakers and cooks. It will taste twice as good. You can apply this approach to other common things in our lives. Now you have 30 more seconds to complete the tasks.